Welcome to the Josh Wright Piano Podcast. I'm happy to be here with each of you today. I hope you're all having a great holiday season. Today, we will be answering Stephanie's question. She had asked, what are your favorite resources as a pianist? So I divided this down into some resources for sheet music, books, recordings, and gear. And then I also will provide links for each of these in the show notes. And finally, at the very end of those links, I will provide a link to my kit. That is a website where all of the gear that I recommend is listed out by category. So you'll have beginner piano books, free trainings and online courses, digital pianos, microphones and audio, camera gear, lighting, Skype lessons, and then CD and book recommendations. So I could just give you that link and end the episode here, but I wanted to go through because there's a few things on here that I have not linked in that kit. And so that, by the way, is kit.co, kit.co/Josh Wright Piano, if you want to just log off and check that out right now. But let's go through each of these categories, and I wanted to share some of the things that I find most helpful both as a professional pianist and for my students who range from very beginner levels all the way through to master's degree in college. Okay, so starting with scores and sheet music, a good universal edition that's always going to be pretty darn reliable is the Henle Verlag editions. So that's, if you just type in H-E-N-L-E, it will come up in Google. And those are the blue books. Those are good Urtext editions, U-R-T-E-X-T. That means original text. So you're not going to get a bunch of unauthentic editorial notes in those scores. So that's why I like them. They're very dependable. They do usually have some really nice forewords in them. So prefaces explaining a little bit about the history of the music. It has very often annotations and footnotes about controversial passages and some further explanations. So that's a really good universal score. Another score along those lines, the only one that I don't love for Henle editions is works by Chopin. And I, for many years, used the Paderewski edition, but I recently have been using the Chopin National Edition, edited by Jan Ekier. That's spelled J-A-N is his first name, and then Ekier is E-K-I-E-R. And that has been very helpful because they clarify a lot of doubts in the footnotes. And from what I understand, he combed through the autographs, so Chopin's original manuscripts, all of the editions that Chopin put out, because he published many pieces several times throughout his life. And he himself, as a teacher, from what I understand, was very flexible as well. He would tell one student one thing and another student another thing. So sometimes we don't know exactly what Chopin intended. And I found that the Chopin National Edition is very reliable in spelling those things out. The next thing that I want to talk about is a public domain sheet music site. This is called imslp.org. And I believe that stands for International Music Library Score Project. And they have hundreds of thousands of scores. I would then recommend using, if you have an iPad, you can use this app called Fourscore, F-O-R-S-C-O-R-E. And that is extremely helpful for loading IMSLP scores into if you want a digital copy of your music library. You can print right from the IMSLP website too, by the way, if you like hard copies. Another sheet music resource that I recently discovered. I just did a YouTube video on it last week, and I think it has like 20,000 views after just a few days, which is really good for my channel. So people seem to be really enjoying that, is something called Encoda, N-K-O-D-A. Again, Fourscore is a great app, and you can load all of those public domain scores that you find on IMSLP into Fourscore. But Encoda is kind of a standalone app that has a lot of copyrighted scores that you cannot find on IMSLP. So for instance, if you want to go check out that Chopin National Edition and buy the entire set of Chopin's works, it's like $350. They have all of those in Encoda for $9.99 a month or $99.99 a year. So it's a killer deal if you're using a lot of different scores, and they have a lot of, I know I'm going to botch this pronunciation, but Barenreiter, B-A-R-E-N-R-E-I-T-E-R, EITER, Bärenreiter Urtext editions. Those are extremely expensive scores. I think I spent $50 or $60 on one Mozart concerto one time in the Bärenreiter edition because I wanted one of the more pure editions. And that was those are included in the Encoda app. So if you're a teacher or you're someone who is working on a lot of different repertoire, I think a combination of Encoda and Fourscore are just no-brainers for music study. And you can, with an Apple Pencil, mark, write in your scores digitally if you wanted that resource. A couple of other little fun ones that aren't 100% crucial is the Metronome app. I'll link that in the show notes. I'll link all these in the show notes. TurboScan. I like TurboScan because I do have a lot of hard copies of Henley editions or Wiener Urtext, which is Vienna, W-I-E-N-E-R, Wiener Urtext editions. And if I already have the edition, I will just scan that into my Fourscore app. So I have the entire music library with me at all times if I take my iPad somewhere. So TurboScan is just a nice little phone scanner that I can scan in with my phone and get really nice, high quality scans of my scores. And then the last one for, it kind of falls under scores and sheet music, is an app I like called Piano Marvel. A lot of my students use this and they love it, and they've gotten a lot better at sight reading using Piano Marvel. If you do decide to sign up for that, you can use the coupon code Josh for a small discount on a monthly subscription. Again, I'm not one to push products just to get, you know, the $1 commission or whatever it is. I don't know what it is even. I really do believe in Piano Marvel and Encoda, and those are apps that they have, the representatives have reached out to me. I probably get a few hundred people reaching out to me each year saying, will you review these products on your YouTube channel or on your online social media outlets? And those are the only two that have kind of made the cut of people reaching out to me because I looked into them and I love them. And a lot of my students were already using Piano Marvel, so that was a no-brainer. And then when I found out that the Encoda app had all of the Chopin National Editions, I immediately signed up, and I found a lot of benefit in that. So moving on to the category of books, there are so many, and I guess I'm a little embarrassed to say I'm not as well read as a lot of my colleagues are, but three that I've really enjoyed are The Art of Piano Playing by Heinrich Neuhaus, Famous Pianists and Their Technique by Reginald Gehrig. That was a very interesting book, really fat, thick book that we had to read in our master's program, but I enjoyed that a lot. And then finally, something that I found quite interesting, especially just the first chapter, I believe it's just the first or second chapter, goes over a lot about memorizing more quickly, is the book Piano Technique by Carl, I think it's Lehmer or Limer, and Walter Gieseking. So I believe they co-wrote the book. Carl Lehmer was Walter Gieseking's teacher, and it's quite astounding. Even just those first few chapters go over how to memorize in a much more quick, efficient manner. So I really like that. And it's an extremely inexpensive book. It's probably $8 or $9. So those are three books that I've enjoyed reading over the years. There are many more that I've read or read portions of, but those kind of stand out in my mind. Recordings that I go back to constantly. There is an online website called Instant Encore. Basically, it's all of the live recordings that they have archived from Cleveland Institute of Music, and you can find a lot of Sergei Babayan recordings. By the way, his name is spelled B-A-B-A-Y-A-N, so you can listen to several concerts he's given at Cleveland. He's a very private person, and he has a fairly limited discography, well, extremely limited discography for how big his repertoire is. His repertoire is giant, and I think he only has four or five albums out, and a couple of them are extremely hard to find. I remember I purchased one that was out of print. It was like $180. And I just watched it on Amazon for months, and it went down to $60, and I bought it. And honestly, that's a great $60 spent. I've listened to that so many times, and it is incredibly inspiring. Sergei Babayan is one of my number one sources of inspiration. I've had the privilege of doing about 20 or 25 lessons with him over the years, and he just continues to inspire me every day with things he's said in the past. Of course, my other teachers, Susan Duhlmeier and Logan Skelton, were equally as brilliant in their own ways, but there's just something about Baba Yan's playing that is so magical that he's the one that I turn to when I'm kind of in a funk or a depression, and I just listen to his recordings. I also would recommend his CD, The Scarlatti Sonatas. That one's very easily found and fairly inexpensive on Amazon. And then a third resource that I'd like to recommend each of you is the recordings of Daniel Trifonov. Daniel is D-A-N-I-I-L, and then Trifonov, T-R-I-F-O-N-O-V. And I believe he's the greatest young pianist by a long shot these days. I don't know of anyone doing as much as he's doing at the same level he's doing. He is a pianist that I am 100% confident, and barring any terrible tragedy, which unfortunately, like, William Capel died very early, and we've heard of other terrible tragedies in the music world, but barring any tragedies, I think Daniel Trifonov may go down as one of the greatest pianists in history. He already is one of the best in history in my book, but what do I know? But I mean, he's always getting great reviews, so he is someone that you can listen to and get a high amount of inspiration from. Finally, just some gear that I recommend. I have so much gear in that kit.co/Josh Wright Piano, so you can check all of those out. But if I had to narrow it down to three pieces of gear that I use, aside from just a basic computer, I didn't want to just include that. The Blue Yeti condenser microphone, it fluctuates anywhere from $90 to $120 on Amazon. But I am telling you, you will be hard pressed to find a better microphone for that price. I remember about 6 years ago, I had a $500 setup with an interface and a nice Sterling audio microphone. And I was kind of sick of setting that up every time I had to record. And I thought, man, if there was an easier way, just a good USB mic. And everyone's like, USB mics are terrible, don't get them. And I was like, let me try this Yeti. It's got really good reviews. And it was better quality than my Sterling audio mic plugged into an interface. So I highly recommend these. So easy. Plug it into your USB, select it in your sound settings for your input, and you're good to go. And you can do different, it's a multi-patterned microphone. So if you're doing an interview, you can do a figure eight sound pattern. So the sound is feeding in both sides of the microphone. If you want to really directional, you can do a cardioid setting. So they have several settings on the microphone. You can adjust the gain, of course. So that's my number one piece of gear because I believe highly in recording yourself. I also use it every single day for Skype lessons. And then the next two pieces of gear would be an iPad Pro 12.9 inch. Those are pretty expensive. I looked on Amazon and you can get the latest model for around $900. And I don't have the cellular feature on mine, and I got the lowest amount of memory on mine, or maybe I didn't. I can't remember. When I bought it, I got the 256 gig model. That might be the second level up, just because I wanted a little bit more internal storage. Can't remember. Sorry, it's been a couple of years since I bought that. And then the Apple Pencil. I use those two pieces of gear every single day, several hours a day, because I have so many online scores, or sorry, so many digital scores that I use using the Fourscore apps and the Encoda apps. And I use those in my teaching a lot too. So you can mark up your scores in Fourscore and then send those annotated PDFs to your students. Or if your students are members, subscribers of Encoda, you can send annotated things right in Encoda as well. So if you have a really advanced student and you're using Encoda and they need all those Urtext scores for upcoming competitions, just have them subscribe to Encoda, and then you can write things down in their music if you're doing a Skype lesson, or even if you're doing a live lesson. If you want to keep your hard copies clean, you can always do that as well. So those would be my three top gear recommendations: the Blue microphone, the iPad Pro, and the Apple Pencil. Again, all of the gear can be found at kit.co/Josh Wright Piano. And I will also link a free training featuring 10 of my favorite tips to take your piano playing to the next level, if any of you would like to check that out. That's just a free webinar that's always available. It's running every 15 minutes, I believe. So I'll provide a link for that as well. If you'd like to submit a request for an upcoming podcast episode, my email is josh@joshwrightpiano.com. And just put podcast in your subject line, and I will be happy to answer your questions. Again, the reason I'm doing this podcast is to give you a different medium to consume the content and provide an audio experience only. And I'm also doing this for blind pianists. A lot of blind pianists watch my, or, you know, listen to my YouTube videos, but they say, you know, I couldn't watch that demonstration. So this is challenging me to explain things just using audio. So I hope this new format, obviously today's video could be just an audio if I was to post this on YouTube anyway. These are just gear recommendations, but for all of the other technique topics that we cover on the channel, you can hopefully get a little bit more out of this podcast than you do from my YouTube videos from an audio standpoint. Have a great week, everyone. Good luck in your practice sessions.